afternoon. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. This is Deliberate Noise. I'm your host, Nina Panini, and today I'm playing you songs to cry to. Maybe you're feeling really stressed out, maybe you're going through a breakup, or maybe you just could use a good mid-semester cry right about now. To all you beautiful, sad people, this hour is for you. Breathe deeply and let your tears flow. First up, I've got a track by The Weather Station. She's a singer from Toronto, and she's playing a show here tomorrow night at the Fox Cabaret. Here's In an Hour by The Weather Station on CITR 101.9 FM.
You know, in an hour it could all turn around. You don't have to know how. Though it all feels like fate now, but you're down. Strange in your body and strange in your mind. Now it's coming from outside. I lay it down. Close the blinds. You don't have to be everything that I know you need. It don't have to be only minute one, minute two, minute three. I cannot tell us apart. Your pain made free. With my own heart, we laid out under the ceiling as though under stars, as though this afternoon was the blackness from here to the moon, dizzied by distances within you. It don't have to be an answer to every disaster you know could come. Then minute two. It don't have to be everything that I know you need. The same, you and I in the gentle rain, the white window through which the wind came.
Maybe you could talk freely, speak to me for once so truly, for once so truly I could know. Swear you're gone, swear I'm standing. That would really be something. I'm clearly disappearing. I am clearly disappearing at the thought of our nearing. Thank you. morning I woke, read the word that you wrote. They were different from what you spoke. They were different from what you spoke. And it was there, you declared. For once, so truly, for once, so truly, for once, so truly, I could know it's where you're going, it's where I'm standing.
Was Manya with the song If I'm Gone Tomorrow from her latest release Del Mano. She's from Montreal. You also heard Loving, and at the top was The Weather Station. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Deliberate Noise. I'm your host Nina Panini, and I'm here with my special guest Claire.
Hey.
How's it going, Claire?
I'm already teary-eyed.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
When's the last time you had a really good cry, Claire?
Very recently. I think last week I was going through a period of time where sometimes, like, right before I left the house, I'd get really teary, which is super embarrassing. But I also kind of like the way my face looks after a good cry.
Yeah, nice so, and flushed.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Ready for the day.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. We're going to get into some more music here. Songs to cry to today. This is going to be Peach Kelly Pop, the song called Drugstore's Symbol of Happiness from the Witch Witch EP. And you can catch Peach Kelly Pop in a couple of weeks playing here. They'll be opening for Joyce Manor at the Biltmore Cabaret. So here's Peach Kelly Pop.
When I saw you, I knew it was real.
find a good chair just right for the season with the perfect fit. Gonna be tight for 4 months, but feels so worth it. Stepping out in my Sunday best, skin tight feel with a shade to match. Chases trace my silhouette, but we'll never get this name off the rack. Skipping out back before you see the bill. And if you have any questions, if you feel unequipped, well, you already know what to serve me with. Rice, paper, trash, the perfect compliment.
That song is by Wares, who are out of Edmonton, I believe. Yes, Edmonton, Alberta. That song's called Rice Paper Dress. Before that, you heard Fine with the song Don't Be Dead. You also heard some OKGB, Possession. And at the top was Peach Kelly Pop. You're still listening to CITR 101.9 FM. How's it going over there, Claire?
Good.
Yeah, good.
Nina?
Yeah.
Crying in public.
Crying in public, yes. What about it?
When was the last time you did that?
Well, the last time that I cried in public is probably the last time I cried or like had like, you know, a cry.
Uh-huh.
Not just like a couple tears on my way leaving the house in the morning. It was on an airplane on the way back from a trip to Montreal.
Aw.
And I was just sad about a boy. I want to talk about it, Claire.
That's the best kind of a cry, though. About a boy cry.
Just like soul crushing, just.
Are you embarrassed when you cry in public?
That time, no. There was so much like pent up sadness. I was honestly relieved.
You're like, this is so justified.
Exactly. And yeah. I had a window seat, so I wasn't really bothering anyone. as well, the flight attendant like came by.
Gave
and I
you
was
double
just like,
napkins.
Just throws me like a huge wad. So it was pretty perfect the way that it worked out. Yeah, crying in public. I think it should be more acceptable. It's like everybody gets sad. And you don't always have time to like lock yourself Yeah. In a bathroom. It's not always like, exactly. Sometimes you're like up in the sky, you know, in a plane.
Or like
you
on a bus.
Or on the bus.
You gotta go somewhere.
Definitely cried on
what
the bus.
What are you gonna do? Yeah.
Multiple times.
Yeah. And I see other people crying on the bus and I'm like, yeah, you go. I mean, you just give them like a winky smile. You don't have to be overly concerned unless they're really distraught. But like some people you can tell they're just having a little cry.
Mm-hmm. Just got to get it out.
Yeah.
On the daily commute. We're going to continue with some more songs to cry to. I'm going to play you one by Haley Blay, and you can catch her this Saturday. She'll be playing at the Ellis Building. Also this Saturday, don't forget to vote if you're live in Vancouver and are a citizen and have lived in Vancouver for the past like 30 days or something. You can't vote for mayor if you only live at UBC, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But the rest of you who can vote,
get out there.
Get out there and vote on Saturday,
it's
the
fun.
20th.
And Cartems might do free donuts again.
Yay! Check that out. All right, here's Haley Blay with Small Foreign Faction.
Just a foreign faction, irreconcilable conflict at parties. I feel like a chain reaction, but sadly I don't know how it started. I never wanted anything and I never got it. I never wanted anything and I never got it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever wanted to learn something new or make your own clothes? We've got you covered. Here at the AMS Knitting and Sewing Club, we provide you lessons on knitting, crochet, and sewing, and a space to craft your own projects and meet with other people that share your passions. Like us on Facebook at AMS Knitting and Sewing Club.
The October issue of Discorder is out now. Bibi kicks off this issue of Discorder with her final editor's note, an essay on gratitude and compensation. In this month's issue, Discorder covers the Vancouver municipal election. Check that out and go vote on October 20. There's features on IMUR, Wrong Wave No. 6, the VIF Mentorship Program, Super Sick Podcast, and a multimedia art project by Jimena Velasquez. There's also live show reviews of Millennial Line Comedy and Poetry, Records and Readings, Sawdust Collector with Katie Duck, and other gems. There's also additional reviews of albums, new books, and VIF screenings. Special thanks to our advertisers, Blueprint, Timber Concerts, The Rickshaw, The Cinematheque, The Vancouver Podcast Festival, Quiet City, Vancouver New Music, Creative BC, The Vancouver Art Book Fair, The Vancouver International Film Festival, and the AMS.
Just that I fell in love with a war. Nobody told me it ended.
That was Johnny Dylan Hughes with the song Inner Circle. Before that, you heard A Pearl by Mitski, and Mitski will be playing in Vancouver on October 30th. And at the top was Haley Blay, who once again you can check out this Saturday at the Ellis Building in Vancouver, which is somewhere on Main Street. I hope everyone's having a lovely Tuesday, having a good cry to these soft crying tunes. It is now time for the toilet seat cover on Deliberate Noise. So every week we talk about a public bathroom, and then I'll play you a nice cover song. And today we're going to talk about bathrooms to cry in.
Yeah, important.
Yeah, so maybe specifically on campus.
Yeah.
We'll keep it on campus. Yeah, so I asked a friend, my friend Olivia, shout out to you, Olivia. She told me about a nice bathroom you can cry in Buchanan. Buchanan E.
Okay.
So like far in the depths of Buchanan. And it's on the fourth floor. And it's like,
oh my God,
a tiny, tiny bathroom. And I can see how it would be really nice to cry in, like, as long as no one else is in there.
Yeah.
Because otherwise,
oh, it's it could not be a single.
No, like, there's, like, a couple stalls.
One. Okay.
And, like, a mirror and sinks. But if, as long as you're alone, it would be so nice to cry in. Mm-hmm. And she also mentioned how it's good for selfies. So, like,
oh, nice.
Bonus.
Win-win.
Win-win. So that's the one that I had to talk about. Do you have a really good crying bathroom, Claire?
Yeah. My real crying bathroom, I'm going to keep a secret. But my backup is in Neville Scarf on the first floor when you go into that hallway on the north side with all the lockers. There's a bathroom there, and it's like kind of, I don't know, it's like a bit bleak. They definitely need to do some maintenance on it. But for some reason, I think that just like adds to the crying ambiance. It's got like an ambiance of despair. So
true.
It's perfect for crying.
Yeah, sometimes that's exactly what you need.
Mm-hmm.
You look up and you're just like, wow, there's all the more reason to cry.
Yeah,
everything
that wall
sucks.
Is falling apart. Everything's terrible.
Everything's terrible. So that was in the education building.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right. Don't everyone go start crying in those two bathrooms now, though.
Yeah, we're just going to be like lineups around the block.
All right. So your toilet seat cover for this week is by Current Joys, and the song is Symphonia IX, or maybe that's Roman numerals.
Oh.
So it would be pronounced...
4?
Maybe?
I think it's 4.
Okay, I don't know how to read Roman numerals. Oh my God. Symphonia IX, My Weight Is You, which is a Grimes cover.
It's 9. I think it's 9.
9?
We'll look it up.
Oh,
we'll get back to you.
All right, enjoy this.
I tried to make you cry. world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Discorder magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
was Widden Dream with the song Adrift. Before that, you heard an older one called Cherry Colored Funk by Cocteau Twins. Shout out to Kieran. That song is for you because you said you would like to die to that song. I think that would be a good song to die to, I suppose, if you want to think
if
about
that. If you had to choose one.
Yeah, which a lot of people kind of do think about what song they want to die to or like which songs to play at their funeral or whatever.
Oh, what? You know, there's a movie I saw where they play like Bye Bye Baby at the funeral, which is so goofy. I would want to play a song like that, like something really upbeat and silly. Just to be like, guys, don't be so sad about this.
Oh, true. Yeah, I would definitely want my funeral to be like a party.
Because imagine if you were like, I want you guys to play this really, really depressing song at my funeral and be really sad.
Well, I mean, you do want people to cry about you. So if you made it like a party,
yeah,
then, I mean, they might still cry. Depends.
Out of joy that you're gone.
Aww, Claire. All right, we're going to keep going with some music here. This next song I dedicate to my friend Lauren. I hope you are doing well. This song is called Dogs. It's for you.
Talk. He was singing for more.
You've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Deliberate Noise. We're at the end of the show now. The last song I just played was Seven by Men I Trust. And Men I Trust will be playing a show on Halloween here at the Imperial. So check that out if you don't have plans on Halloween. You also heard some new stuff by Smithy Ramone, song called Stuff You Can't See. And then before that was Dogs by Smoke Eaters. I hope everyone's had a really good cry. But, you know, you can't cry, like, absolutely forever.
No.
Not totally forever.
It's time to wipe those tears. Get out there. You are all beautiful, powerful, strong. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful day.
The sun is shining so hot.
Yeah, go out and tan.
Please.
Stop crying.
Get that vitamin D.
Yeah.
It will make you feel better, truly.
Truly.
Deep down. Thanks so much for listening. Tune in to Deliberate Noise again next week. I will be doing a name theme episode.
Mm.
And I'm going to leave off today with a song by Tovey from Red Deer, Alberta. This song is called Passenger Seat. Goodbye. I love you.
Later, dudes.